As we'll hear in a few minutes, the Phoenix Suns just completed the second worst season in the organization's history. Plus, the Arizona Cardinals and Coyotes missed their league's playoffs as well. This is not a great time to be a Valley sports fan, but we are in the center of the sports universe in a different sense starting tonight, as ASU's Global Sport Institute hosts its inaugural Global Sports Summit. It'll feature conversations about sports media, the future of sports, and sports science and medicine. Ken Shropshire is CEO of the Global Sport Institute and is with me to preview the event. Ken, one of the topics for this first summit has to do with gene editing and athletes, and there's been a concern about performance-enhancing drugs. Are there, in fact, greater ethical questions now than there have been in the past?
No, that's a great question. And I do think, you know, maybe there was a lot of this activity going on back in the day. I wrote a book years ago about Sugar Ray Robinson, and he talked about taking B12 shots. So there were, and how clandestinely that was done. That was a big deal to take a large dose of vitamins. So there's always something, and it's a question of what's going to be new. How well can whatever it is people are trying to do be detected, you know, gene-altering, blood doping, things like that. And there's periodically a call, and you hear this in so many sectors of society, to, well, just let it go. Let that be part of what the competition is. And whoever is able to do it best, then that, too, is an advantage that can be had. I mean, that's a conversation that has to take place as well. So is this a new day? I think there are. There's a much broader realm of ways to improve your performance that may or may not be legal and or ethical.
I wonder, when we think about, I'm just going to throw out the sport of football for one, because that's the one that is currently really under fire with concerns about concussions and this kind of thing. Are we getting into a point where people, whether it's parents or coaches or trainers, are becoming more aware of some of the things that are going on? Do you think there's enough of an investment, and I don't know if this will be discussed as well, but enough of an investment in ensuring the future of sports in a way that makes it so it is, maybe we have fewer injuries. Maybe we have, because those things cost money to organizations as well. Is there more of a dedication to medical advancements in that sense as well?
There is, and the concussion issue is so interesting. There are two different layers to that that I think a conference like this allows people to explore more fully. I mean, the first is, if you look at the transition in football as to who's playing, what kids are playing, and I think there's no question about it, especially look at the NCAA data, that it's largely African-American kids from poor economic backgrounds. There is certainly this moment of economically or knowledge-wise, parents are keeping their kids out of the game. The numbers, they blipped down pretty low for a moment and then went back up, but certainly there's an impact that's taking place. The second thing that's interesting is, and David Epstein writes about this, and don't ask me to articulate fully how much of an impact this is, but there is a gene component to CTE. There is a greater vulnerability for people to have CTE. So it's not just going to be banging your head. It's whether or not you have a certain gene or gene combinations. So when you talk about, is there a way to use medicine better, you know, if it's a, I don't know what the percentages are, but if there's a greater percentage chance that I will have CTE if I possess this gene, I'd want to know if I have this gene. If I'm on the fence about playing football, or if I'm on the fence about allowing my kid to play football.
Does money dominate too much? Is there a balancing point to be had there where, yes, we want to satisfy the advertisers, and yes, football coaches are going to get paid $8 million a year sometimes, and that's okay, without it sort of dominating to the extent that we lose sight of competition and we lose sight of the fact that it is, quote-unquote, a game as well as a business?
I had a great conversation just over the past couple of days with sports-focused scholars from South Africa. And there's a whole movement around the world that looks at this issue of sport and development, sport and peace. And that phrasing, just doesn't happen in the United States. We don't even allow ourselves to get there, to think about kind of the sport for good issue in a large kind of way, as you hear around the world, because, as you suggest, the conversation here is so focused on how do you reach the elite level, how do you become a professional athlete, and that's where the money is most problematic here, when we don't allow ourselves to really drift back to the sport for good. And in some sense, we don't even allow ourselves to drift back into sport for play.
Ken Shropshire is CEO of ASU's Global Sport Institute. We've been talking about the inaugural Global Sports Summit, which starts tonight.